For many first-time home buyers, the days of saving for a down payment are over. Today, 4 out of 10 people will move into their new home without paying any money down. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, these new financing options are allowing more people to buy homes, but sometimes with increased risk.
10 or 15 years ago, if you'd walked into the local bank looking for a home loan, the loan officer would probably have offered two choices.
Chocolate or vanilla, fixed or adjustable.
Nick Ritsinas, director of Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies, goes on to say those loans typically required a down payment of 20 or 25%. But the days of limited choices and required and sizable down payments are over. Ritsinas tells of one banking institution that offered 105 different mortgage products.
With different kinds of terms, different kinds of rates, different kinds of indices, but all had one thing in common, a lower down payment. And it's that down payment that used to be one of the barriers to buying a home, particularly for young families.
In many cases, the down payment isn't just low, it's zero. According to the National Association of Realtors, 42% of first-time homebuyers are putting no money down. Christian and Christy Scoresmith were surprised to learn that a bank would give them what the industry calls an 80-20, an 80% first mortgage and a 20% second mortgage. In essence, they could borrow the down payment and buy a home.
We're like, what? This is an actual possibility that, you know, all of a sudden, what seemed absolutely impossible was all of a sudden a genuine possibility.
After graduate school in the Peace Corps, the couple had hoped to save enough money for a conventional down payment. But housing prices were rising faster than they could save, and they were concerned that the extremely low interest rates would rise, making it even more difficult to buy a house. So they took the plunge.
We were really nervous. I particularly was nervous. Christian was like, he just kept having to go over the numbers over and over and really convinced me that this was a good idea.
The second mortgage in an 80-20 plan typically carries a relatively high rate of interest. In the Scoresmith's case, 8.5%. But the Seattle couple plans to pay it off quickly, in 4 years instead of 15.
We see the next 4 years as every month we're putting that money towards the house we already have instead of putting it towards a down payment for a house we would get 4 years from now.
The couple's calculated approach to financing reflects an increasing sophistication of both buyers and lenders, says Ellen Roach, the assistant director of research for the National Association of Realtors. Lenders, she says, have the confidence to make no money down in other non-traditional loans because they have more information than ever about individual borrowers and because they have better computer models for predicting who will pay and who will not.
Part of it is the software, so the analytics part, but part of it is their ability to get access to the historical data and also to get access to information about you, for example, like how well have you been doing on paying off those credit cards.
In addition to no money down loans, there are interest-only loans, where one pays no principal at all for the first 5, 10, or even 15 years. Still, another option gives borrowers 3 or 4 payment choices each month, including making a minimum payment, which doesn't even cover the interest. Borrowers who do that too often will see their loan balance go up, not down. Keith Gumbinger of HSH Associates, which studies the residential mortgage market, cautions that many of these loans carry significant risks for borrowers, who assume that if they get into financial trouble, they'll be able to sell their homes and turn a profit, or at least not lose money.
You're sort of betting that market conditions which exist today, favorable appreciation, low rates in liquid mortgage markets, will continue for, you know, an indefinite period into the future. That's just not a great safe gamble for a lot of folks.
While the number of defaults remains quite low, it is starting to rise. And experts say that with so much easy credit, that was bound to happen. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.